Depending on how old you are, the phrase mommy blog may ring a bell. Before there were influencers, there were mommy bloggers, writing and posting videos and photos of their lives and sharing a lot about their kids. Now, in the age of TikTok and Instagram, there has been a rise in family video blogs. They're called vlogs, and there's more of this content out there than ever before, and more discussion than ever about the way some of this is monetized. Even when parents aren't making money, there can be serious privacy implications for their kids. I personally love TikTok and Instagram, and I like some influencers too, but I've often wondered, how would it feel to be one of their kids, especially as I got older? And recently, some lawmakers started digging in on this too.
A couple months ago, a hearing happened at the Washington State Legislature, and we heard from Cam Barrett, who has had her life put online by one of her parents.
When I was 9 years old, the intimate details of my first period were shared online. At 12, I received a DM from a man who I didn't know who saw me riding my bike and told me he followed me home. At 15, I was in a car accident in which the fire department had to come with the jaws of life to remove a car door off of my leg. Instead of a hand being offered to hold, a camera was shoved in my face. Mr. Chairman and ranking members of the committee, I plead you to be the voice for this generation of children because I know firsthand what it's like to not have a choice in which a digital footprint you didn't create follows you around.
One of my colleagues has been writing about people like Cam. Kayla Lorenz is a tech columnist at The Post, and she says right now there are zero legal protections for kids who end up on these vlogs.
Washington State and Illinois are two of the first states to actually take up this issue at all, really, and try and codify some rules around it. Unfortunately, the bill in Washington State failed, but in Illinois, it passed the Senate. It still has to go through the House there. What they attempt to do is give kids some sort of agency in this whole situation.
Today, we talk about the efforts to create protections for the children of influencers and what all of this means for the rest of us who want to post responsibly about the kids in our lives.